Appeal from Allah in writing. I am not learned in the scriptures, and I find the method of self-inquiry too hard for me. I am a woman with 7 children. And a lot of household cares. And it leaves me little time for meditation. I request Bhagavan to give me some simpler and easier method. Bhagavan, no learning or knowledge of scriptures is necessary to know the self. As no man requires a mirror to see himself, all knowledge is required only to be given up eventually as not self. Nor is household work or cares with children necessarily an obstacle. If you can do nothing more, at least continue saying I to yourself, mentally, all the time, as advised in Who Am I? Whatever work you may be doing, and whether you are sitting, standing, or walking, I is the name of God. It is the first and greatest of all mantras. Even Om is second to it. Kana. The jiva is said to be mind plus illumination. What is it that desires self-realization? And what is it that obstructs our path to self-realization? It is said that the mind obstructs and the illumination helps. Bhagavan. Although we describe the jiva as mind plus the reflected light of the self, in actual practice, in life, you cannot separate the two. Just as the illumination we used yesterday, you can't separate cloth and whiteness, innocent white cloth, or fire and iron and a red hot iron. The mind can do nothing by itself. It emerges only with the illumination and can do no action, good or bad, except with the illumination. But while the illumination is always there, enabling the mind to act well or ill, the pleasure or pain resulting from such action is not felt by the illumination. Just as when you hammer a red hot rod, it is not the fire, but the iron that gets the hammering. Kana, is there destiny? And if what is destined to happen will happen, is there any use in prayer or effort, or should we just remain idle? Bhagavan, there are only 2 ways to conquer destiny or be independent of it. One is to inquire for whom is the destiny and discover that only the ego is bound by destiny and not the self, and that the ego is non-existent. The other way is to kill the ego by completely surrendering to the Lord, by realizing one's helplessness and saying all the time, not I, but thou, O Lord, and giving up the sense of I and mine and leaving it to the Lord to do what he likes with you. Surrender can never be regarded as complete so long as the devotee wants this or that from the Lord. True surrender is love of God for the sake of love and nothing else, not even for the sake of salvation. In other words, complete effacement of the ego is necessary to conquer destiny. Whether you achieve this effacement through self-inquiry or through bhakti marga. Kana, are our prayers granted? Bhagavan, yes, they are granted. No thought will go in vain. Every thought will produce an effect sometime or other. Thought force will never go in vain.